Good morning, everyone. Let's turn to Galatians 4. We'll read from verse 1 to 7. Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he does not suffer at all from a slave, although he is owner of everything, but he is under guardians and managers until the date set by the father. So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Jesus, we just want to invite your presence here, Lord. And we pray, God, that you will come and you will share your heart. You will speak through me, God, and I humble myself before you, God. Just come and minister to us this morning and let us be refreshed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I just wanted to share a little bit of what God's been kind of speaking to me recently, and I feel like he's really been challenging me to be more of a child of God, to really learn what it is to be his daughter, to be loved by him. And I believe that through this whole process, what I've been learning is I need to be a little bit more childlike. And I'm very thankful because I have a little son that he sort of reflects things to me as he's a little older now and he's more interactive. And so I just wanted to share a little bit about my idea of what childlike is. And my first idea is that children love themselves. You know, an example would be, I would see Jacob, you know, I'd be playing with my son and he would be playing around and then suddenly he sees a mirror in front of him. And seriously, sometimes he would just take he will do a double take to look at himself and then he would start laughing or smiling. And I'd just be baffled. I'm like, what's so funny, you know? But I see that he does that. And then at times I would be playing with him and he would look into the mirror and then he would start practicing his most popular, successful look, which we call the beautiful eyes. And he has now finally mastered it. And even when he smiles now, he would do a beautiful eye smile instead of a normal smile. And he would look at himself and he would do that and he would start laughing and giggling. He would have a lot of fun. Sometimes even when we're reading a book, at the last page, there would be a small mirror. And basically, it's like, oh, you're looking for an animal. And then suddenly, you see this mirror, and you see himself or something. And then he'd be like, oh my gosh, it's me. And then he would sometimes snatch a book out of my hand. And then he would look at it more. And then he would start laughing and playing with him in his reflection. And I learned that he loves himself. He accepts himself. And he knows that he is cute. And sometimes even when he cries, I think he knows that he's not good looking or I think he knows that he's ugly because he would be crying and then I put him in front of a mirror, he would, and then he would start looking at himself and then he would start giggling. So I believe that, you know, being childlike, it's also to look into the mirror, into the reflection, to accept who we are and everything about us. I believe that he's able to do that because he understands that he is loved no matter what. He knows that he is my son. He knows that I love him. He knows that whatever mistakes he does or however way he looks, I still love him unconditionally. I can't help it but to love him. There's nothing that he can do wrong. And if he does, I'd just be like, Jacob. And then I'd just be like, okay, you know. That's just the heart of a parent. And I think he feels it, and that is why it doesn't matter to him. And, you know, so one of the questions I ask myself, and one of the questions, you know, I hope to ask all of us today here as well, is how long has it been since we looked into a mirror and loved and accepted ourselves just the way we are? You know, how long has it been that we've accepted that reflection that we see? The wrinkle around our eyes, the white hair that is coming out, the successes we've achieved, the failures, you know, or even the mistakes that we've made, the wrong decisions, failed friendships or accomplishments that we've made. You know, what do you see when you look into the mirror? How long has it been since you've done that? And the question is, do you like what you see? And if not, why not? Because children love themselves. And as children of God, we know that we can, and we can love ourselves because Jesus loves us. God loves us. And so, you know, I've been thinking about what is it that has stopped us from really embracing our identity and really be able to love ourselves. And I'm thinking, you know, I believe that along the way of growing up, we've been conditioned. We have learned to condition ourselves and to become more like an adult, to stop being like children. We have been transformed by this world, and we began playing the game of this world instead of living the life of God. We strive to get good grades, to be accepted in a good school, to find an amazing job, make lots of money, look beautiful, hang out with influential people or with people that can benefit you. And I believe that, you know, sometimes along the way, we've become someone else. We've become someone that we were not made to be, that was not what God had intended for us to be in a certain aspect of our lives. And to be honest, I think this is not a child-friendly game. It forces us to grow out so fast without learning or placing our eyes on our Heavenly Father. It kind of stirs us off track. And soon we are lost and we feel defeated. And then there may be no joy. You know, and I started asking myself this question, you know, how many times do I feel that I can't make mistakes? I can't cry. I can't whine. You know, I can't do silly things and, you know, make a fool out of myself. I can't laugh freely. I can't laugh out loud even. What would people think? What would people, oh my gosh, she crazy woman, you know? I can't say the wrong things. I can't dress funny. I have to always be proper, you know, and sometimes maybe I can't depend on people. I can't depend on my parents. What about God? Can I depend on God? You know? But children are born to make mistakes. They are born to need guidance. They were born to need the teaching constantly and consistently. They were born this way. And as our Heavenly Father, you know, His design is for us to continually learn, continually make mistakes, and continually He will accept us no matter what, because His eyes is always on His children. He never leaves. His gaze never leaves His children. And as children, we need to know that we have the right to ask questions and to learn. We have the right to love and be loved. We have the right to be held just because we are loved. We have the right to be comforted because it breaks the father's heart to see his child hurt or injured. To be heard because a parent just wants to spend time with their children. To be taken care of because we deserve it. And the truth is, through my interaction with Jacob and my interaction with other parents, I realized that parents go miles, run distance to make sure their children are taken care of. It could be as simple a thing as getting a meal ready. You know, just past long weekend, we were on a, my husband, our family was on a, sort of like a family getaway, staycation, and Jacob was sleeping. And, you know, I started texting Matt saying, oh, can you take pictures of the menu so I can start thinking of what he can eat? Because I no longer can bring food over because it's a few days staycation. And I'd be putting him to sleep while I'm texting Matt. And he would send me pictures and he'd be like, you want me to order now? I was like, yeah, just order now. So then when he wakes up, there will be food. And it's just you know, just thinking so far ahead, even for a meal, you know. And I know of a parent who actually did a spreadsheet for his, for her child, when to wean a child, at what day, at, you know, how many tablespoons of this do you add? The next day, what flavor, what tablespoon? She literally did this whole spreadsheet for her son. And I'm just thinking, oh my goodness, you know, if we, being evil, know how to do these things for our children, how much more would our Heavenly Father do? How much more distance does He run in order to make sure we are taken care of? How much, how far ahead does He think about us in order to make sure that we are loved, we can be safe? And yeah, and I just feel so challenged, you know, to accept that, you know, God, You love me and You actually think so far ahead for me as well. And so I believe, you know, God's desire is for us to be His children. He wants to set us free from what's been restraining us or suppressing us, because He has given us the right to have full access to Him at any time, anywhere, and in any way. And I'm so thankful because God reveals this through Jacob. You know, I would think of times where I may be really busy getting ready to go out, or I need to prepare for EMP, you know, and I'm really nervous, or whatever it is I need to do, you know. He would come in running into my room, or even I'd be taking a nap. He would just come in knocking on my door, and then he comes in my room, and I'd be like, oh. But even at that moment, I would just wake up and play with him, or hug him, or, you know, throw him up and down and kiss him. And I would just think, oh, it's okay. I can put everything else on hold because I just want to spend time with him. And he knows that. That's why he comes running to me anytime and every time, because he knows that at any time my door is open, at any time I welcome him with open arms. And it is worth it because I love him so much. And I believe God's saying that you are worth it because He loves you so much. Yeah, so I just want to invite Janella. Yeah, so I just want to really take this time to have us meditate on the question, you know, on how do we see ourselves, you know, and what does God see when you look into the mirror? You know, I believe that, you know, there's no better time than now. You know, today at this point is the best time to realign our values, to prioritize our lives, to express our love to our Heavenly Father, and to come home to be His child. To look into the mirror with boldness. And to look into that reflection that God has created. And know that you are loved no matter what. No matter what, there can be no mistake that is too big for Him to say, oh my God, you've messed up, I don't love you anymore. It's impossible. Every second of the day, God is looking down and He just sees this beautiful face in front of the mirror, and He's just saying, oh my gosh, I love you, I love you, I love you. So yeah, let's just take this time to spend time with God and just ask Him why He loves you. And I believe He will speak to you as Janella leads us to a time of worship.
all my life, take over. Come breathe in me, I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me, all my life, take over. Come breathe in me, and I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me, all my life, take over.
Lord, I just want to lift up this morning to you, and you know, I pray for all my brothers and sisters, and you know, I just pray, God, that you will come, Lord. You know, some of us has forgotten to look into the mirror. You know, some of us are afraid to go and look into the mirror to see the reflection. You know, some of us are too busy, you know, and some of us just look and is just not happy. But God, I pray, Lord, that you will come and give us that encouragement to just look in the mirror and look at ourselves. And as we do that, God, let us be around, surrounded by your love, God, and that we will see ourselves through your eyes. That you will come, our Father, with your Father heart, with your Father love, just overwhelm us, God. And I pray, Jesus, that you will come and, you know, you will place a mirror in front of every one of us here today. And let us see that beautiful reflection, the reflection that cannot make any mistakes in your eyes, God. And I pray, God, that we will continue to know our identity as children, as your children, and that it is okay to be childlike. It is okay to be ourselves. That we will slowly unlearn what we have learned in the world that is harmful to us, and learn what it is to live in the heavenly kingdom, or as heir of Christ, God. So we just want to thank you, Lord, for this time. Let's pray for our community. Let's pray for those that are sick and battling cancer. Let's pray for God's healing and know that this is a house where God heals. His miracles do happen. And let's pray for those that are going through chemo and radiation therapy as well, that the Lord will strengthen them and continue to give them faith and hope. let's turn to our next slide and pray for those who have family members or friends who are sick and also needs salvation. Let's pray that they would be ministered to and that their heart is going to respond to the Father's calling them home. Let's pray. Let's go on to the next slide and pray for those who are suffering from infirmities, sicknesses that are not cancer related. Let's pray that the Lord will heal them and let them walk in fullness and freedom from any type of illnesses or infirmities. Let's go to our jobs community. Let's pray for those brothers and sisters that are looking for jobs. Let's pray that as they are searching, that the Lord is going to ready their hearts, not only to receive the job that the Lord has for them, but also to be in closer relationship and fellowship with the Lord, to know their calling and to know where the Lord is calling them and what the Lord is calling them to do during this time. Let's pray for the preparation process and the jobs to come. Let's go to our community, our Thursday prayer focus. Let's pray for Cambodia. Let's pray for Grace, our missionary, and Bloom, the ministry in Cambodia. And also let's lift up Peace Sophia in Japan. Let's pray that the Lord is going to continue to move in these two nations and really use the hands and feet to continue to spread His word, to touch hearts, to soften hearts, and that lives will continue to be transformed. Let's lift up our prayer and healing ministries, IP Well and Cascade. Let's pray for His anointing and protection over all the leaders and all the ministers that are serving in these ministries. Let's lift up our education ministries, Noah's Ark, led by Pastor Mary and Ealing, SP Youth, led by Pastor Nate, SPU, led by Pastor Ricky and Pastor Andrew. Let's pray that His anointing will be there upon all the leaders and on the young people, that they will be able to encounter God and really know Him in an intimate way, no matter how old they are, that they will have such a deep relationship with the Father God. And let's pray for Thursday outreaches. Let's pray for SP Lights and Homie Outreach. Let's pray that as they go out there, not only will the weather be good, but their ministry is going to continue to be fruitful. More and more people are going to receive this light that is shining as our ministers go out there, as our servants go out there, that they will really carry that light of God with them. And that they will be transforming the atmosphere around them and really touching the hearts of those they minister to. Lord, we just want to thank You, God, for today. We thank You, God, that You're here with us. We thank You, God, that You are our Father. And I thank You, Lord, that You have called us to be Your children. And I just pray for joy over all my brothers and sisters today, God, as they move on from their day. And I pray, Lord, that You will really come and be intimate with us and make Yourself known to us, Lord. We thank You, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please enjoy the rest of your prayer time and your day.